USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Law enforcement yesterday afternoon captured an illegal immigrant suspected of shooting five Texas neighbors to death and leading multiple agencies on a four-day manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national who immigration officials say had been deported from the United States four times since 2009. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul.
The tip for the suspect's location came in through the FBI's tip line, and we just want to thank the person who had the courage and bravery to call in the suspect's location.
Oropesa was captured under laundry in a closet in Cut and Shoot, Texas. That's about 17 miles west of the murder scene in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston. Overseas, a teenage boy opened fire this morning in a school in central Belgrade, Serbia, causing death and injuries. Police received a call about the shooting in a primary school about 8:40 a.m. local time. The suspect, a seventh grade student, was arrested after firing several shots from his father's gun at other students and the school guard. Serbian media have reported that the guard was killed in the shooting. Several television shows will be put on hiatus by the current Hollywood writers' strike.
Other productions like films could also be impacted depending on how long the strike lasts. The first impact is being felt by late-night talk shows that are written daily based on current events. The Late Night Show on CBS, Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC, The Tonight Show on NBC, Late Night on NBC, and Comedy Central's The Daily Show have all stopped production for now. Writers are demanding more equitable pay with the prevalence of streaming content. The last Writers Guild of America strike started in 2007, lasting 3 months. I'm Skip Kelly.
A court ruling in Montana will prohibit Representative Zoe Zephyr, a transgender lawmaker, from returning to the state floor. Zephyr threatened lawmakers claiming blood on their hands for opposing gender-changing surgeries for children. USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Might be a good time to bring back Spuds McKenzie.
Bud Light is watching its sales continue to plummet after partnering with transgender social media star Dylan Mulvaney. The latest figures show a 21% drop in sales last week. One consultant says it shows that Bud Light's core customers are ditching the brand. I'm John Schaefer.
With over 22,000 illegal immigrants entering the USA in the last 72 hours, President Biden is gearing up to send soldiers to the U.S.-Mexico border, with Title 42 expiring next Thursday. Caroline Levitt on Fox News is a former New Hampshire congressional candidate. She weighs in on the border crisis.
They have known about Title 42 expiring for 2 years. There's been no plan of action. Now we are 8 days away from that deadline. 3.2 million illegal immigrants over the past 18 months, 110,000 fentanyl overdoses in our country last year at the hands of Mexican drug cartels, Chinese fentanyl. Those deaths are on the hands of this administration. I believe they will pay for that in the next election cycle.
Militants in Gaza fired multiple rockets at Israel after the death of a Palestinian on hunger strike in Israeli custody is showing signs of escalation between the two sides. Israel's military said it struck targets in Gaza in response to the rocket attack. Airstrikes sparked another round of militant rockets launched towards Israeli cities. No deaths were immediately reported on either side. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.